Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
I'm John White.
And I'm Jan Peterzelka.
And before today's show, we were talking and we're hoping and wishing that summer is coming to an end or at least slowing down a bit. And today on today's show, we're going to be talking about preparing your fall garden. But before we get to that, we want to talk to you a little bit about an upcoming certified arborist training. And this training is being led by the Texas A&M Forest Service in conjunction with the West Texas Urban Forestry Council to put on a training class for folks that are in the green industry to be able to get their certification.
And maybe learn a little bit more about trees and how they function and, you know, how to care for trees, because that's what we all want.
This city, don't we?
Yeah.
We truly do.
I mean, I fought it for, I don't know, 40 years, and they're still whacking trees off.
Right, exactly. And every time we turn around and we talk about this on our show, we talk about bad pruning techniques and pruning habits. And, you know, sometimes we use the social media and we post your photos of not being that person to do that kind of maintenance onto your trees and your plants. But definitely that key is the education. The class is a 16-hour class. It meets on Fridays starting August the 31st. And we meet for 4 hours at a time. And each hour, we cover a certain section or a certain chapter within the ISA Certified Arborist Manual. The class is taught by certified arborists as well. And if you're interested in learning more about this, you can visit the West Texas Urban Forestry site at WTUFC.org for more information and register online for that. And the class itself is $250 for anyone interested. We do not administer the test at this time. This is just a study session. It's lectures.
You do get a nice manual that has a lot of good information in it that you can use as a reference manual. But if you want to go on and become a certified arborist, you know, this is the training manual that's used, and you can, you know, schedule an exam date and, you know, take the test here in town. There's exam centers that will administer it, or you can go off to one of the tree conferences and, you know, get your exam done during those conference times. So a lot of different options.
Definitely the manual is comprehensive. The program notes, the presentation notes are also available to the participants. And then in your manual itself, there's also some study questions to be able to cover for you.
There's a lot of new information out on taking care of trees that, you know, so if you're hiring somebody to take care of your trees, do a little questioning of them and ask them what education they have, what, you know, what workshops, what classes have they gone to, how are they keeping up on the new information. And that's a big clue as to how, you know, dedicated they are to their profession. Because, like I said, there's a lot of new things coming out and going to these workshops and conferences and, you know, are the ways you learn those things. And so doing the same thing wrong for 20 years doesn't make you 20 years experienced.
Right.
You got 20 years of doing the wrong thing.
Right.
So be careful of that.
Exactly. And you still have time to register for that. Like I said, contact WTUFC.org. The West Texas Urban Forestry Council is the folks that are sponsoring that, along with the A&M Forest Service. On to taking care of yourself, taking care of your fall garden.
Yes.
Oy.
Well, and I think people say, oh, summer's over, I'm done. And fall is a wonderful time. Wonderful time to garden in El Paso. I mean, you can vegetable garden. You've got herb gardens. You know, many of your herbs are perennials, and you know, they just keep on giving and so forth and so on. And certainly lots of ornamental gardening as well. I mentioned on one of the previous shows about geraniums. Geraniums are winter growers. They actually are semi-succulents, and so they don't do well in the summer. But as fall sets in, they start to perk up, and they actually can give you some really beautiful stuff, you know, for the rest of the winter. And so consider that. Don't give up. You know, don't give up on your garden. And yes, some things are going to die back, but there's other things that you can plug in there, and so that you know, you're kind of recycling your garden.
Well, we got, you know, a good 3 months of growing times coming up.
Absolutely.
And this is, you know, really, I think, the best and the prettiest time to garden in El Paso because, you know, hopefully the heat is diminishing. Oh. We're starting to get a little moisture with the monsoons. Mm-hmm. Things are starting to cool down. The insects hopefully won't be as bad a problem. And you still have soil temperature warmth for root system growth, and yet it's cooling down to where your plants will enjoy the coolness instead of being, you know, hit back
blistered
with,
on the top.
Yeah, with the heat. So, you know, if your vegetable garden's kind of played out, you know, now's the time to replant and regroup and
right.
And start working on some of your fall vegetables. You know, some of your melons still have time to get some of those in, and you got some of your root crops that'll almost go through the winter here in
El
Paso.
Cut your tomatoes back if they're looking all burnt and spindly, and like you say, you've still got that growing, and by, you know, by October you can be harvesting some tomatoes. So
right.
You know, just prune them back and go from there. There's all sorts of things you can do. You know, you can your garlic chives. I've got garlic chives in the garden, and they're not only very fragrant, but they put off a really pretty little blossom. And you know, those things are all those kinds of things can be incorporated into your fall garden. And there's a big push to be doing some of your vegetable gardening within your ornamental gardens as well.
Right.
You know, we talked a lot about that. Had some good classes at the International Master Gardener Conference in Portland this last summer, and really interesting to see, and it beautifies your garden, your lettuces. It'll be time to plant lettuce here pretty soon.
Right.
I think isn't there a Swiss chard called Bright Lights?
Yes.
That has real bright colored stems on it, and that'll give you a real spark of color, so you can add it into your regular landscape and yet harvest off of it.
Exactly.
And if you access the El Paso Master Gardener website and go to the Learn tab and scroll down, there's so much valuable information on that site. Mm-hmm. And go to your vegetables. There's a vegetable planting calendar in there that is very valuable. And it'll tell you, you know, what you can plant this time of the year.
I always feel bad about taking out my tomatoes a little prematurely from my garden because they're still producing fruit. Or if they're, you know, cherry tomatoes, they're, you know, out there and they're huge. But, you know, it's really a good time to be able to kind of complement that. I always try to, in between the tomato plants, I try to get some seeds started. And I like, you know, spinach because it really grows quickly, and it enjoys a little bit of that shade from that's casting over from the tomatoes itself. So don't think that you have to have hard and fast rules for summer and fall garden. You know, blend the two on there. Another couple of things to be able to look at are also herbs and adding herbs to your garden. You talked about edible landscaping, which is the all the rage right now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, put little pockets in of things that you like to grow.
And basil has always been a complementary herb to tomatoes.
Right.
And it's a warm season herb. It will not last through the winter, I'm sorry to say. But it grows quickly, and you can direct sow it. And you still have some time to get it going. The lettuce leaf basil, not always the easiest to find. You may have to order it online, but oh my gosh, it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's very tasty. It's great to use on your sandwiches in lieu of lettuce. I like to do a BBT instead of a BLT and do a bacon basil and tomato sandwich. So those, you know, there's a lot of those, and they claim that it also helps to keep the pest off your tomatoes. So I don't know. I didn't interview the pests, so I can't say what is it that you all like and don't like. But they seem to. There's something about basil that, and it's so fragrant. Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, it's great.
One of my favorite herbs.
And one of the things to look at in your fall gardening is not just vegetables or annuals per se, but also looking into incorporating and maybe even thinking about planting or adding additional trees and shrubs to your existing landscape. I know that John, in so many words, told me that he didn't like the spring winds in El Paso, and that's why he really enjoys the fall gardening, but that's also another great reason or time to be able to put in some trees into your landscape as well, because they do have, there's still enough heat units out there and that soil is still warm enough to be able to allow your trees to be able to become established before the dormant season sets
in. And remember again, don't forget to think about how big that tree is going to be when it's mature. Don't plant it too close to that wall. If you've got a little narrow bed, you know, is there room for the root ball? That tree's going to do nothing but get bigger. You want to think about the size of the canopy of the tree, and I think that's a mistake that so many people make, and then they get frustrated you know, the tree's too big, I can't move it, I can't transplant it, because it is a tree after all. Right. And so, you know, that's really an important thing to think about when you're planning your garden. Yep. And it's time to mulch, too.
Right.
Get ready for, you know, for keeping things warm and cozy for
the Texas,
winter.
I mean, Texas, and we'll have more information on it, Texas has moved their Arbor Day to fall because this is the ideal time to plant your woody trees and shrubs. And so El Paso this coming year will be the site of the State Arbor Day. And that's the first Friday in November. So it'll be November 2nd this year.
And that's exciting. It's very timely for us.
Yeah, it's a great thing that El Paso is being honored with it. So we'll get you more information on it. But the public is welcome to come out for that event.
Exactly. It's always mark your calendars for the first Friday of each November. That's Texas Arbor Day. So I'm sure we'll have some oaks and such. Not limited to that, but definitely to promote the tree canopy in our area. And it's great to have
no
a
ash pass. Trees.
No, sir.
Trash tree. I mean, ash trees.
And
right.
Well, and when when I think of trees, I think about pruning too. And I remember one of the tree specialist that came and spoke with us, and he talked about you can prune most any time, but you don't want to do a hard prune this time of the year. You get rid of your dead and your diseased, and be cautious about that, so that you're pruning to, especially with your shrubs. I always think of the sage, but I used to be guilty of the lollipop tree, you know.
Oh, no.
I know I should have been shot back then, but here I am. But let your tree, you know, let your shrubs get some good light and prune them so that you can open things up a little bit, and they'll be beautiful and continue to be healthier. They'll be much healthier for a longer period of time, too.
The idea is low maintenance, not continued maintenance.
Right, exactly. There is a balance.
Yes.
That's wonderful. And if you haven't watered your plants enough, or you have some dieback as well, you can always prune of those little tips that have kind of
gotten toasty.
Yeah, toasty, and they're not going to come back, so that's a good way to know that as well. Well, we hope that you're preparing for the fall garden and wishing for cooler weather to go back outside, but we want to thank you for listening to today's show, and we want to thank Laurent Terrazas for engineering and producing. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
I'm John White.
And I'm Jan Petterzelka.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden
good to grow.